I mean, it's being rather loud down there.
It's the sandhill crane.
Huh.
It's a warm evening as Russ Skipper arrives at a large marsh near Kalamazoo, Michigan. There's a line of tall trees on the far side and a forest of cattails near a dirt road. Skipper is on the road getting ready for his monitoring session. He's one of about 500 volunteers keeping an eye on birds that live in wetland areas around the Great Lakes Basin. He uses a cassette tape of recorded calls to make counting birds easier.
It's a very efficient method because you could stand around here for half an hour or half a day and not hear some species, but the tape will elicit that, and then you know real quickly what's here.
This evening, Skipper is looking for a number of bird species.
Okay, I turn on the recorder, and I punch the clock for 10 minutes. It's a 10-minute period, 5 minutes of songs with pauses, and then 5 minutes of just listening. So it's full volume right in front of us. It's Virginia Rail.
Most birds keep their distance, but some, like the Virginia Rail, can get very close. This rail is almost standing on one of Skipper's boots.
If I turn it off, I'll bet you in a minute he'll call. Oh, hold it. Now, see, there's two. This is probably the male, and this is probably the female over here. The male's his job is to defend the territory. That's what he's trying to do. She's going to go over and help or something like this. I don't know, but birds are territorial. And they'll define their territory by song, some small, some large. But basically, that's one of the major reasons for song. Well, they hear this other bird in here of their same species, and they're going to come investigate. I mean, this is not supposed to be here. This is my territory, my food in this area. You're going to get out of here. He's just looking around. Where is this thing?
The marsh monitoring program started in 1993 as one way to keep an eye on 43 areas of concern around the Great Lakes region. They're places that have been affected by development and pollution. Volunteers like Skipper visit several hundred wetland areas from Minnesota to Ontario to conduct bird and frog surveys twice each year. Amy Shabbat is the former coordinator of the marsh monitoring program at Long Point Bird Observatory in Ontario. She says birds and frogs are bioindicators, just like the canaries used by miners years ago.
Many species of amphibian are declining, not just in the Great Lakes Basin, but globally. And as well, many species of marsh birds are seriously declining throughout North America. And these declines should make us stop and think about what's going on and what are the reasons for them. Pollution can be a factor, and if pollution is affecting them, it could be affecting us as well. And generally, if we have a healthy environment, as indicated by healthy species populations, then we live on a healthy planet.
Although scientists have not reached any conclusions yet, Shabbat says it's clear that populations of many marsh birds are shrinking as their homes are lost to housing projects, factories, and other human development.
In lots of areas, that hasn't been quantified. In some areas, they estimate, though, that up to 90% of the original marshes are lost. It's a sort of a strange beast to look at because in many areas, such as like the St. Clair River, they have beautiful marshes there. And so people wonder how habitat loss can be a factor. But if you look at what was there historically, it's quite astounding at how much of it has been lost so far. So habitat loss definitely has probably the most direct and the greatest impact on these populations.
Back at his marsh in Michigan, Russ Skipper has seen most of the birds that he expected to find.
And this is a sora, and the other rail, common rail.
Biologists say marshes are as important to people as they are to the sora. Swamps were once considered dangerous nuisances to be drained as quickly as possible, but they're now known to be crucial parts of the environment, helping to prevent floods and keep surface water clean. Scientists like Amy Shabbat and volunteers like Russ Skipper say they hope the marsh monitoring program will increase public awareness of the threat to wetland areas and raise the political will to preserve them.
There goes the sandhill crane flying right now. Nice big brown bird floating over. That whip up of the wings, you can catch that. Just it whips it up. And that's, you can tell those at a long distance.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Andy Robbins in Kalamazoo, Michigan.